Welcome to the Natural Health 365 podcast, natural solutions for everyday problems. Are you looking for natural health solutions? Visit naturalhealth365.com for a free subscription to our newsletter, free shows, plus some great gifts. And now, here's your host, Jonathan Landsman.
All right, thank you so much for joining us. Our show today, olive oil, unheard of facts and truths revealed. By now, I'm sure you've heard about the many health benefits associated with plant-based fats like extra virgin olive oil. But here's the problem. Many of the so-called olive oil brands sold in stores today are not really pure olive oil. In fact, many of the high-volume, non-certified olive oils actually contain canola oil, soybean oil, flavoring chemicals, and colors that give the illusion of real olive oil, but in reality, these oils are nothing but a fraud. How do you know if you're buying real olive oil or not? And you may be wondering, what makes a high-quality olive oil? What are the real health benefits of olive oil? And how do you keep olive oil fresh after you buy it? Today, we'll answer those questions plus much more with our special guest, who happens to be one of the top-rated olive oil producers in the entire world. Our guest learned his craft the old-fashioned way on a traditional stone mill. His skills were further refined by working with state-of-the-art machinery, and he is one of the most progressive millers in the United States. He is dedicated to the art of extracting the highest quality flavors and nutrients that the olives contain. If you've always wanted to learn more about olive oil, this program is perfect for you. But first, I want to thank our sponsor, Livon Labs, makers of the highest quality nutritional supplements on the market. The difference is in the delivery system. To learn more, visit livonlabs.com. That's livonlabs.com. And now, please join me in welcoming Gianni Stefanini to our show. Gianni, why don't we start the program by just talking about what makes high quality in an olive oil?
First of all, is that it is done with 100% olives. That it seems something funny for when I say these things to people. But the reality is that that is what you were saying at the beginning of your show, is that the great majority of what there is around in the world that is labeled olive oil is not olive oil. There was some time ago a research done by the Davis, California University here, and they've discovered that more than 60% of what there is in stores normally every day that is labeled olive oil is actually not olive oil. It's a blend of different oils, of which sometimes the oil coming from olives is the smallest part. So good olive oil is done first 100% with olives. Second, the olives, they need to be very healthy. Like, for example, we harvest everything by hand to be sure that the fruit is not damaged during the harvest. And then they need to be pressed, milled, as soon as possible in terms of few hours. And also it's very important how you extract the oil, because you can work for maximizing the quantity or the quality. Now, high-quality olive oil has to have some particular features, like a very high amount of antioxidant, in particularly polyphenols. And in order to do that, you need to be sure that during the extraction of the oil, you protect all the operation from oxidation, because oxygen is what is going to destroy the antioxidants. And so these are the main important things.
So, Gianni, you're talking about a couple main things right here. Not all companies are the same. And two of the things that you mentioned that really stuck in my mind is this idea that once you get all of these olives, let's just assume that they use only olives, a lot of them are leaving olives perhaps around for too long a period of time before they extract the oil. And then can you please talk about the way, say, you extract oil and the way other companies might be extracting it, which make it less quality? What's the difference?
Olive is a fruit, and like any other fruit, at the moment that is detached from the tree, it starts a decomposition process, like any other fruit. And so it's very important that the operation of extracting the oil is done as soon as possible in order to avoid that the composition happening in the fruit is not going to affect the oil. And you have to imagine that because we are unfamiliar, uneducated about the defect that the fermenting fruit can transmit to the oil, many people do not recognize this defect. Like sometimes it can be a little bit of vinegary, like vinegar, a tiny bit of that flavor, or something that is not a pleasant flavor of rotten fruit, it can be transmitted to the oil. Rancidity is another very, very common thing. And believe it or not, many people think that the bitterness is a sign of rancidity, when in fact is absolutely not true. Usually rancidity that is happening because hyperoxidation of the paste during the extraction give a flavor to the oil that is similar to very old peanuts or nuts. You know, when I don't know if you have ever have the experience to buy in a gas station a little package of nuts that are very, very old. I mean, after a few seconds that they are in your mouth, you have the sensation that what you are eating is not very what you were trying to eat. And so all these defects are tasteable by the human mouth, and actually the people that certify that an oil is extra virgin in California, the California Olive Oil Council, they taste the oil. There are a group of 5 or 8 tasters that they taste the oil to be sure that the oil has no defect. So to be extra virgin is not just to be made with olives, that is quite obvious, but also extra virgin high quality olive oil must be without any kind of defect.
So again, about the extraction process, though, are there different ways that they actually pull the oil out of the fruit?
Oh, yes. I mean, there is nothing wrong in producing olive oil to make money, to make a profit. But if that is the only reason that you do it, most likely you are going to do things during the extraction that maximize that, the quantity. Especially what is often happening is that there is not any protection from oxidation, and the paste during the extraction, what is happening, you transform the olives in a paste, and then this paste is mixed. We call this process malaxation, mixing the paste. If this is done without control of oxidation and warming up the paste above certain temperature, like above 75 Fahrenheit degrees, even up to 80 sometimes, it will allow you to extract more oil, but this is going to destroy all the antioxidants that there are in the oil. So this is something that is commonly done by people that they produce olive oil only with the intent to make money.
So, Gianni, why don't we talk about, for the average person out there, how do we recognize a good olive oil ourselves? And also, talk about those certifications. Again, I know you mentioned it just briefly, but you know, if someone didn't want to really study this more, what about just labeling alone? But then please talk about how we could actually recognize good olive oil.
There are things that are very important to pay attention when you buy a bottle of olive oil. I would say, first things, if this bottle has been, don't look for where it's coming from. Don't believe anything that there is written on the bottle, like made in Italy or these things. A certification of an organization, that it will be the first step to look into. Like in California, there is the California Olive Oil Council, the COOC, and usually any oil that is imported that is certified DOP, for example, the one from Italy, any of these organizations, in order to approve an oil to be extra virgin, they need to do what we do here in California. They need to go through 3 lab tests, and then they go through a tasting of a group of people that they certify that the oil has not defect. So that is the first things to do. Personally, I buy only oil that is certified by one of these organizations, in particularly the COC in California. The second thing is to be sure that on the bottle there is the date of the harvest, not the bottling date, the production date, because oil is not like wine. It doesn't improve by aging. Actually, it's the other way around. Oil is very nice on the first 9, 12 months of its life. It's still good for about 16, 18, 20 months, maybe 24 if it's done very well, if it's a nice, high-quality olive oil. But after 24 months, the oil is probably not alive anymore. So it becomes a liquid that it doesn't give you the benefit of what good olive oil can give you. Another very important thing is this oil being in some competition, particularly international competition, and has received a medal, any medal. I mean, we are proud of our gold medals, but we are proud also of when we get silver medals, because any medals that an oil gets in international olive oil competition, it means that this oil is good. And believe me, good extra virgin olive oil is a rarity. Less than 1% of the extra virgin label extra virgin olive oil in the world, less than 1% is real good extra virgin olive oil. So when you have a medal on your bottle, on your oil, it means that your oil is very good.
What about color or taste or texture? Can you speak about that just a little bit?
Yes. The oil has different color, but this is not very important, because a very early harvest will produce a dark green oil and a late harvest a more goldy yellow color. So the color for me is not very important. But for sure, the taste, if you take a spoon when you go home and you buy a bottle of olive oil and you take a spoon and you put in your mouth a little bit of oil, not too much, little bit, and you mix it in your mouth to have a full experience of the taste of the oil. A good extra virgin olive oil is going to deliver a flavor of vegetables, green vegetables in particular. You have the sensation of the vegetable world in your mouth. You can have a green tomato, you can have fresh vegetables, for sure some raw nuts like almond or walnut flavor. This thing, if you close your eyes and you think what you are tasting, these are the flavor that will come to your mouth. So you will be able to recognize a good olive oil, because it has to have some of this flavor. And of course, there is also a little bit of bitterness, and because the antioxidants are bitter, and also has to be a little bit of pungency, we call it, in our world of olive oil production, is a taste similar to the red pepper, a little bit of pungency in your throat, because the antioxidants are giving, they are going to give you this sensation. So what you are going to have in your mouth is a very complexity of flavor, bitterness, pungency, a little bit of hot, a lot of vegetable flavor. If an oil is not like this, or is a very old oil, or is not what you are thinking.
I want to thank our sponsor, Livon Labs, for making this show possible. They are makers of the highest quality nutritional supplements on the market. The difference is in the delivery system. To learn more, visit livonlabs.com. That's livonlabs.com. Johnny, why don't we talk about some of the health benefits that are associated with real extra virgin olive oil?
This is a kind of a big and a little bit complicated subject. And the main reason is because in the country that we live here in the United States, the health industry have a little bit difficulty to deal with the olive oil, because you cannot take olive oil and transform it in pills and sell it. And because you cannot do that, they are not interested in discovering anything, in promoting anything about olive oil. So if you want to learn something about olive oil, you need to go to Europe. You need to go in particularly to Spain, to Greece, to Italy, to countries that have been traditionally using the olive oil, not just because it's a food, but because this food is capable to give to your body something that is unique. And of course, there is a lot of this education and not information about these things. It's very difficult to explain all the benefit that olive oil brings to our health, because there are a lot. But for sure, you can say that olive oil helps to regenerate your liver, your pancreas, helps your digestion. It helps your cardiovascular system to function better. And there are things that they seem almost incredible, like there are some polyphenols in olive oil that being recently, like the hydrotyrosol, verified to be able to take care of incurable disease, things that the modern medicine doesn't know what to do with, because there is not a cure. But if you use olive oil or you have a benefit, and nobody's able to really understand what and why. I mean, we have people using our oil. They email to us and they say, hey, since I've been using your oil, I have received a lot of benefit from my problems. And then I stopped for a while to use your oil because I thought maybe it was suggestion of not true, and then my problem came back again. So for me, there is, I mean, if you Google benefit of olive oil, and you will discover that there is an incredible amount of information about it. But for me, what is more important is what you feel, what you have your first experience.
Traditionally speaking, Johnny, people in Spain and Greece, Italy, let's stick with people over there who really understand it. How much would they use during the course of a day?
Let's say that average, probably 3 tablespoons is something very common. The Greeks, they go extreme in these things. They use like 3 times more olive oil than the average of Italy or Spain. And this is why over there some health problems are much less common than here. Because of the use of the olive oil that is very beneficial in terms of, like, for example, is an anti-inflammatory and is a radical scavenger. And this is very important when you go above, like in my case, above 60 years old. And so when you have something that is not a medicine, that is a food, that is able to be beneficial, like a medicine, is very important.
Johnny, why don't we talk about, and this is something I'm personally interested in, and let's talk about some of the best ways to use olive oil, and please address this concern that people have. Doesn't heat itself, as you said, even in the processing above 75, 80 degrees, I just, you know, personally, I would think that high heat would destroy the nutritional value of the olive oil. Can you speak to this? Is it better to drizzle olive oil on salad and leave it in its raw form?
That for sure. Raw, it will deliver 100% of its benefit. And this is my first and strong recommendation. Use raw oil everywhere where you can do it, because it's going to change your life in better. But in any case, I mean, it is also a food, and so it combines very well with other food. I don't know, is a kind of a condiment that can go in top of cooked food, like you can use it raw on top of meat, you can use it after the meat is being cooked, or on top of soups, or to finish a pasta dish, all these things. It can be good also for cooking. You have to understand that usually people think that the extra virgin olive oil doesn't have a very high smoke temperature, because what you buy 90% of the time is not just olive oil. And so, but if you buy a real extra virgin olive oil, it can go up to 400, 405, 410 degrees on cooking. So you can cook a very high heat with olive oil. Of course, you will lose a little bit of the benefit, but in any case, it's going to be a nice experience cooking with a nice oil. And so there is no problem of using the olive oil for any kind of a cooking. It's good if you keep your oil also properly. Like some people think that they need to put the olive oil in the refrigerator. That is not very what you need to do, absolutely. Just keep in a place where you can protect the oil from light, and room temperature will be okay. So, but the main enemy is the sunlight. And so this is why, for example, we put our oil in dark bottles. So you can easily use the oil anywhere where you use butter. You can use extra virgin olive oil. You can use olive oil even for baking a cake. There are an incredible amount of suggestion and recipe available. You can really use the oil for almost everything.
Yeah, I mean, one of the simplest things that I would encourage people to do is, instead of buying these salad dressings that you find in most of the big box stores, especially even some of these natural stores, it's just horrible. These salad dressings are mixed with canola oil, which is most likely some sort of genetically engineered ingredients in there as well. I mean, why not just make a fresh, raw salad dressing yourself with a base of the olive oil and then infuse that with all kinds of herbs as well? What a delicious dressing to have on top of salads or anything else, you know, like maybe potato or whatever else you like.
Oh, yes. And I mean, personally, I don't buy any salad dress because I don't know what they are. And I try to not put in my mouth any food that I don't know what is. So it's very easy to do it. You can have a little bit of oil and add to the oil anything you want, lemon or vinegar or a little bit of salt, a little bit of herbs, dry herbs, and beating up with the forks. You can make a liquid that looks like something like a liquid mayonnaise. And it's very easy to do this salad dressing yourself. It will take probably no more than 3 minutes to do it. And you can do every time something different, just adding different ingredients, a little bit of spices, a little bit of, you can use one time rice vinegar, another time apple cider vinegar, another time rice vinegar, wine vinegar, so mustard. So you can probably do yourself 15, 20 different salad dressing in no more than 3 minutes. And what you buy usually it looks like something that you cannot recognize clearly. Also, your body is not going to recognize it clearly. And it can be not very good for your body. Don't do it. Don't buy anything that you don't see that is a real food.
Gianni, I couldn't agree with you any more than this, for sure, because since I was eating organic food, I noticed that I was buying organic, you know, quote-unquote salad dressings in a store. And from the moment that I stopped and started using some of your oils and infusing all the herbs in and the mustard in particular that you brought up, absolutely delicious salad dressings. It turns you on to wanting to eat all of those foods even more. And I have never gone back. Simpler, nicer, higher quality ingredients. It's such an easy thing to do. And that's why I love doing shows like this, to really turn people on to doing very simple things that have significant impact on their life. I want to thank our sponsor, Livon Labs, makers of the highest quality nutritional supplements on the market. The difference is in the delivery system. To learn more, visit livonlabs.com. That's livonlabs.com. Johnny, why don't we talk about now what makes your olive oil so special? And, I just want to let everyone know this. You're not paying me any money to have you on this program. It is my absolute pleasure to have you here. I personally use your Apollo olive oils. We will have a link to your website on the page. So if people have downloaded this show and they want to go back to naturalhealth365.com, you just click the podcast link and then you'll see our show here for olive oil. And the link for Apollo olive oil will be right there to take you right to their website. But again, you know, this is not paid advertising. It is just purely my pleasure to have you on this show. Talk about, Johnny, the special qualities that have to do with your olive oil, Apollo olive oil.
First of all, I think that our dedication to high quality have taken us to a path in which achieving high quality olive oil every year for us is a mission. The way that we extract the oil, protecting all the different moments of the extraction from oxidation, or minimizing as much as possible the oxidation, allowed us to extract oil that are incredibly high in antioxidants and especially in polyphenols. Usually our oil, they have between 500 and 850 milligrams per kilo in polyphenols. That is very, very high, incredibly high. And you have to think that usually an average good olive oil that you buy in a store has no more than one-third of that. And so the first thing is this, is the fact that our oil are very rich in antioxidants and polyphenols in particular. The second thing is for sure the quality, because when you do this, when you extract an oil protecting from oxidation because you want to extract a high amount of antioxidant, you get also a very high quality. I mean, and we got our first gold medal at the Los Angeles International Olive Oil Competition in 2002. And since then, we have been getting best of class, best of show, extra gold medal in almost all the competition in which we send our oil. We do three international olive oil competition a year, one in Los Angeles, one in New York, and the Biol in Italy, an international olive oil competition of organic oils. We do also the California olive oil competition. But these three international olive oil competitions for us are very important. So the flavor that we have in our oil is something that comes along with the fact that we are able to achieve very high quality and a very incredible high amount of antioxidant. I never tire to repeat this because people do not really understand the importance of this element. And sometimes, for me, it's good to keep in mind also another thing that I want to mention in relation to what we have been talking so far in general. Some years ago, when I started to make olive oil with the help of a friend from Italy that was a teacher, was my teacher for learning how to extract high-quality olive oil. The first things that I came to understand working with him is that high quality is not inexpensive. High quality requires commitment and a lot of work. And this is a little bit also in relation to food in general. Cheap food, inexpensive food, it cannot be good food. Good food is not inexpensive, is not cheap. High quality is achieved only through dedicated work. So if you want to improve your life, really, your life, if you want to improve it, you need to put this in your agenda. It will have a higher cost. It will require more time. You need to give time to food. You need to give more resources to food. And this will change and improve your life dramatically. So for me, that is also why I'm making olive oil, because of my understanding of these things. And this is why I make the oil that I make, because of the understanding of these things.
Johnny, I absolutely love your oil. I would encourage everybody to at least check it out for themselves, experience the difference. They'll probably never go back to the other olive oils that they've purchased. And I want to thank you so much for spending some time with us today.
You're welcome. You're very welcome.
The show was brought to you by NaturalHealth365.com. Are you looking for natural health solutions? Visit NaturalHealth365.com for a free subscription to our newsletter, free shows, plus some great gifts. Thank you for listening, and be sure to join us next week for another great show.